expecting some fun out of life. When we want to work, we work. When we want to play, we play. In a happy setting, we're getting some fun out of life. Maybe we do the right thing. Maybe we do the wrong. Spending each day just wending our way along. When we want to sing, we sing. When we want to dance, we dance. You can do your betting. We're getting some fun out of life.
Recording of Getting Some Fun Out of Life, written by Joe Burke, who did the music, with lyrics by Edgar Leslie. Who are your father's favorite performers? Do you know?
I would say Crosby. I mean singers?
Singers, yeah.
Oh, and Sinatra, I think he liked. Perry Como. Billie Holiday, he certainly knew her, but I don't know whether he knew her that well, because this was the switch from California to New York, and I think at that time she was strictly New York. Uh-huh. I don't really know. But he had his favorites. I don't know that he ever particularly had anyone. I think he tried to get them all. He loved everybody, so to speak. But I would say Crosby is his oldest, because he knew him, I guess, probably better. See, there's four Burke songwriters, and my father, Joe, is the oldest. There's Johnny Burke and Sonny Burke and Jack Burke.
Any of them any relations?
No relations. So Dad is the oldest one, so his songs are back in the 20s and 30s, where those other Sunny Side of the Street with Johnny Burke is a 30 to 40 song. And Bing was even bigger after Dad's crest was reached.
Mm-hmm.
But he did do everything that Dad wrote, practically. He made a recording of it. So I would have to say that Crosby was his favorite.
Who do you listen to now when you put on records? Do you listen mostly to your father's records?
No,
or to
I think I like Sinatra myself. I like Como. Well, I guess maybe I like them. Como, well, he's good. But maybe because he does my father's stuff, and I'm naturally a little prejudiced. But I can't think of the younger one so much today, but Gene Austin, I don't remember him, and Morton Downey, I know that was, Carolina Moon was his theme song, and he made it famous, and he had a good voice, but I relate more to the Sinatra, Crosby, Como, crooner type of singing.
And what about you? What do you listen to now?
I listen to a variety of things. I like jazz. I have some of my brother's records that started me on listening to jazz. I like to listen to my grandfather's songs. I like Joni Mitchell, Joan Baez, Bob Dylan, that whole group. So I guess I'm just about everything.
Did your father encourage you or discourage you from trying to become a musician or a songwriter yourself?
Well, that's a funny story. My mother played the piano, my sister plays very well, and my brother played, who died, he played banjo, and my father, of course, played. And he said to me, "Do you want to play?" He said, "Yeah, Daddy, I want to play a tuba." He said, "A tuba?" Oh, he said, And in his day, you know, when you played in orchestras, you came home at night in a trolley. You know, you took trolley 12, you took trolley 48, and you came home. And he says, if you come home with a tuba around here, they know you got $7 in your pocket, and they'll hit you on the head and take it away from you. But he says, I could be out drinking all night. He says, if you play the piano, nobody knows where you've been. And so that's some of the parody. So to this day, I still like bass violin. I like bassoons and oboes and bass sax. I don't care much for trumpet or cornet, or I like trombones. I still like the bass. In fact, on my stereo, I turn the treble almost off and pull up on the bass. So I really relate to that. But I never learned to play the tuba. I was the black sheep of the family.
No music, but you're a doctor.
Oh, I love music. I love to listen to music.
Yeah, and you have a good classical collection.
I love the schmaltzy stuff, too, Tchaikovsky and stuff. I think that's what I'd like to do at night if it's not a program or if I don't have to work. I'll listen to Beethoven and things of that more than I will listen to jazz or something.
What about you, Linda? Did you ever think of learning to play anything?
Not much good. What I like is the piano and the banjo. And I never had any lessons in them because I just thought I'd never be able to do it. So I kind of shunned it myself. But the rest of the family plays. Almost, I'd say at least half of them play. My sister plays piano, and her son plays piano. And
one note of interest, my brother Joe, he played banjo in orchestras. In fact, he played with Howard Lannan and the Lannan groups and Meyer Davis and their group when he was young. Of course, unfortunately died when he was only 22. But he was playing in orchestras from the time he was 16. So he had tremendous talent. I think if he were living today, if there were any songwriting abilities tendered down. My sister has it, and he probably would have had it. So I don't know what I have.
Well, we're going to close the segment with a real surprise. This is a collaboration by Joe Burke and Al Dubin that is special to Philadelphia, but I'll bet most Philadelphians have no idea that this song exists. And I'm referring to the Villanova alma mater that they co-authored together. Tell us about it.
Well, I was a student at Villanova, and we had nothing but fight songs, as any Villanova alumnus knows today. So I wrote to Dad at one time. I said, "Gee, Dad, you hear Penn's alma mater and Cornell's alma mater, and Villanova doesn't even have an alma mater." So he said, "Well, I'll write an alma mater, and I'll get Al Dubin to write the lyric." And he wrote it's really a beautiful poem, and it reads just as well as it sings and plays. So I was thrilled with it. And of course, he sent the manuscript with the words in, and of course, everybody said, "Well, sing it, Jim, or play it, Jim." And of course, I can't play anything, you know. So finally, we got some fellow to play it, and he made some ragtime thing, and he says, "This sounds terrible." So I was stricken. I thought, "Oh, my Lord, my father wouldn't do that." So then finally, somebody did play it the correct way, and it was beautiful.
Well, before we hear it, I want to thank both of you so very much for being here this afternoon and for sharing your experiences and your records with us. We've been talking about Joe Burke and his music, and I've been in the studio with Joe Burke's son, James Burke, who is a doctor who practices in Philadelphia, and James Burke's daughter, Linda Burke, who is a photographer and also lives in Philadelphia. Thanks to both of you. I've greatly enjoyed this.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
And here we go with that alma mater written by Joe Burke and Al Dubin for Villanova.